And now some news from the world of sports, and let's talk hockey, shall we? Teams that refuse to fade away, scoreboard watching in between shifts, every goal a potential dagger for the hopes of some, a life preserver for others. The last lap of this NHL season in the Eastern Conference especially is looking more and more likely to produce a photo finish among at least five different teams who will be in or out of the playoffs. Now, the Boston Bruins are trying to make it there for the first time in 3 years. They helped themselves out last night by shutting out the Dallas Stars 2-0 in Boston for their third straight victory following a four-game losing skid. Brad Marchand scored his 38th goal of the season in the first period. That is a career high in single-season goals for Marchand, who's having an MVP conversation kind of year. Torrey Krug scored on the power play in the second. That was all Tuukka Rask needed in posting his seventh shutout of the season in a 27-save performance. The win gives the Bruins 88 points. That's good for sole possession of that last available wildcard berth. But they were hoping to get the pesky Tampa Bay Lightning to recede from sight in the rearview mirror. That did not happen. The Lightning remained just 3 points behind Boston after beating the Detroit Red Wings 5-3. And Tampa Bay does have a game in hand on the Bruins, plus one more head-to-head contest against them before the season ends. So they are not going away just yet. A quick word about the Red Wings. Detroit will miss the playoffs this year for the first time in 26 years. A remarkable run of success for the original six franchise. It's also goodbye to one of the great hockey venues of all time, the Joe Louis Arena. The Wings and Detroit Pistons will be playing in a fancy new downtown building next year that will not carry the consistent wafting smell of stale beer, but it won't have quite the same hardscrabble charm either. The Joe also had some of the best sight lines of any NHL arena. It will be missed by the devotees of Hockey Town. One place that is decidedly not known as Hockey Town is Raleigh, North Carolina. But don't tell that to Hurricanes fans who have watched their team go unbeaten now in 13 straight games. That includes last night's 2-1 overtime win against the Columbus Blue Jackets. All that winning over the past few weeks has lifted the Canes into the playoff conversation. They're lurking just 4 points behind the Bruins now for that last playoff spot. Carolina looked like a lock for hitting the golf course come April, but they are sizzling right now, and much to the dismay of teams like the Islanders, Lightning, and Bruins, they are starting to resemble Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction in the sense that they will not be ignored. The Islanders, meanwhile, have slipped 2 points behind Carolina into a tie with the Philadelphia Flyers, who pummeled the Brooklynites 6-3 last night, putting the game away early with a 5-goal first period. And what about those Toronto Maple Leafs, the team of mostly youngsters like MVP candidate Austin Matthews, who are supposed to still be in rebuilding mode this year? Well, the Leafs keep on winning, too, and they beat the Nashville Predators 3-1 last night, making it 4 wins in their last 5, fending off Boston for that safer third-place spot in the Atlantic. The Leafs maintain a 1-point lead over Boston for that spot with a game in hand on the Bruins, as fans in Toronto dream of making the playoffs and ending a long championship drought that stretches all the way back to 1967. And I suppose I should mention those Montreal Canadiens, winners of more Stanley Cups by far than any other NHL franchise, 24 of them to be exact. Not enough for Habs fans, of course, and they've been without one since 1993, which feels to them like ancient history. The Canadiens beat the Florida Panthers 6-2 last night, and they clinch a playoff berth with that win. They are still ensconced in first place in the Atlantic. As long as the Habs have the planet's best goalie in Carey Price in between the pipes, they have as good a chance as any team to bring Lord Stanley's trophy back home. And one more note, coming off their America East Championship season, the University of Vermont men's basketball team has even more reason to look forward to next year. The Burlington Free Press reports that highly rated shooting guard Skylar Nash has committed to joining the Catamounts next year. That offsets to some extent the loss of junior Josh Herlihy, who is transferring from UVM. Nash is a 6'6" Chicagoan who reportedly turned down scholarship offers from several other schools, including UVM rival Albany, to opt for the Catamounts instead.